Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Loud and Local is the name of the show. I have a band in the studio called Rat Queen. Generational Decay is the name of the new record. I bought it on CD as compact disc at Sonic Boom Records. I intentionally went in and bought that thing on compact disc, so I supported y'all, and it's a freaking awesome record. Just wanted to shout we jump into this, but before we do talk about the music, tell me what your name is and what you do in the band.
Starting from right to left.
Sure, yeah. Let's go.
My name is Paul, and I play drums. I do a little singing, too.
The Vanilla Nova. Paul Davis. Yes. Sorry.
No apologies here.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, I'm Jeffrey. I'm the hype man. And I also sing in the band Rat Queen.
Awesome.
Which is us.
Yes.
My name is Jordan Bronner, and I'm the dancer.
Ooh.
No, I play guitar.
Nice.
I'm Naomi, and I play synth and also do some singing.
I'm Anna, and I play bass.
Sean and I also play guitar.
And dance.
Ooh. And sing, but without a mic, which is the best for everybody.
And I realize this is audio, so it's not going to be like the best visual representation, but I just want to mention that this is the second time I've had him in studio, and he's continued his streak of having badass pants. He was with Mangy, and he wore some, like, was that like cow print?
It's a zebra kind of
zebra thing. Print, that's right. Zebra print.
Wait, it's badass pants now. Wait for the no-ass pants.
Oh, wow. Okay, full-on Judas Priest style.
Oh, yeah.
Sean is only here because of his wardrobe. He's actually not that good of a guitarist.
Wow. The shade already.
I mean it as a compliment.
Wait, are these things on?
Just means you have great style. Going to be playing January 7th, 2023. How crazy is it to say 2023? At the Sunset with Choke the Pope, the final Choke the Pope show with Mangy, your band. It's a family affair. As well as the UVs from the PDX. Not the UVs, the UVs from PDX, from Portland. And we're going to be playing some songs today from the new record, Generational Decay. But let's just get a little backstory on Rat Queen. You know, I'm curious. This isn't your first album. You've been around for a while now. You know, how'd the band get started? Let's hear the origin story of Rat Queen. Whoever wants to jump in.
Well, I'm the only original member.
Okay. So it's your grand vision.
It's my vision and my best friend, Daniel. What's
Corin? Daniel and Corin.
Daniel and Corin. I almost called him Daniel Elizabeth DeRozier, but it's Daniel and Corin. He's my songwriting partner and platonic lover, and I love you, man. He's out there somewhere in Los Angeles. We're still songwriting partners.
Awesome.
But when we first started, it was really just as a fluke. I needed to put a set together, and he played drums, and then we came up with a song on accident. And we were like, oh, are we a band now? Yeah, sure, we're a band. So this was after we played a showcase called Crash the Glass in where is it? The Bourbon Bar? Columbia City?
Cool.
Columbia City. But yeah, so that was like 6 years ago?
Wow.
5 years ago, maybe? Yeah. 5 years ago. Anyways, we wrote and we wrote, but our music evolved and we needed more people. And
yeah.
We didn't want to play as many instruments, so we have other people play them, and we formed like the perfect Power Ranger group.
Yeah, you've expanded quite a bit. I mean, a six-member band—that's probably got to be tough to wrangle sometimes. But
they're very hard to wrangle. Yes.
But like, that's awesome.
It's like herding cats.
So hop in. Feel free to mention, you know, how did you join the group? And all of you, you know, give me your tale of how you jumped aboard the Rat Queen ship.
Well, Paul's in Choke the Pope.
Yes.
So I poached him.
Nice.
Real quick.
You heard they're breaking up. This is part of why.
Ah,
that's
wow.
A rumor. Wow. That's not substantial.
Rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The radio's forever.
Anna and I were in a D&D campaign with Jeff.
Really?
Oh my god, that's how we did it.
That's awesome.
You were already in a band previously.
Yeah, Jeff and I were in Razor Clam together.
Oh, that's right.
But I think Rat Queen was probably the third band I saw in Seattle. It was one of the first bands I saw when I moved here.
Oh, that's cool. Where you come from?
Before Seattle was Minneapolis.
Nice. Okay. Right on. Yeah, and how about you, Matt?
The first Mangy show, Rat Queen played that at, I don't remember where now.
It was at the Rock House in Tacoma.
The Rock House in Tacoma,
and I decided that I was going to go out with your drummer.
Yes,
and then you're married.
And I played the long con.
You did.
And a year later.
And it worked the hell out.
Yeah.
Holy
I remember that now. And then I poached Sean.
Nice.
So, you know, hide your bands, people. Yeah.
This just sounds like wherever Rat Queen goes and plays, you get a new member, and you just kind of like the, like...
Yeah. Yeah. That's the messed up thing is that, like, I think that almost everyone, maybe, I don't know, honestly, maybe you've been around long enough before this, because you and Jeff have
Naomi
known each other
and
forever.
I have the longest friendship in this room.
Cool.
The keyboardist here.
Rat Queen started when you and I were living together, mm-hmm. and so I got to hear the, like, first album get recorded.
You're all over that album, so honestly, you've just been in Rat Queen, like, from the beginning, too.
We've been working together musically because we both know Johnny Unicorn, who's this, like, eccentric shut-in.
He's, like, the introverted Kramer.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's weird.
Yes, and so that's how we know each other.
Yeah.
And then it was just magic ever since you picked me up from the airport in L.A.
There you go. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but a Rat Queen is sort of, like, is a grouping of rats, right?
That's a Rat King.
A Rat King. Okay, okay.
That's a Rat King.
Okay.
Now, you see what I did.
Yeah.
Was I made it a girl, so Rat Queen.
Sure.
I know, I not a lot of people get it.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
That's a Chaucer.
But it's a Rat Queen. But also, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and apparently a Rat Queen is somebody who, like, lays around and is just, like, a fat hoe and asks people to bring them stuff all the time. So, still, Rat Queen.
Many layers.
Nice.
So many layers.
Well, the reason I brought that up is just because it, in theory, it's great representation of, like, you know, just glomming on and creating this one big unit of, like, you know, awesomeness. Mm-hmm. So,
it's chaotic and kind of disgusting.
Exactly. Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
and
I
really
agree.
Glommed. We're all really attached to each other. It's kind of gross.
It's unhealthy. Yeah.
Glom on.
Physically, it's kind of a Fleetwood Mac dynamic.
Yeah, there is a lot of sexual.
A lot of drama.
There's a lot of sexual.
Cool. Nice. Writing songs about each other.
Don't you mean the Vanilla Nova?
The Vanilla Nova.
Amazing. So, you know, this album, where did you all go to record it? Did you record it at home, or did you guys go to a studio? Where'd you guys do it?
So we recorded it at my studio down in South Park called Hazy Bay Studios.
Awesome.
Jeff asked me to play drums on the record and then also record the record.
Yeah.
And so that kind of also ended up being how I slipped into this band.
Yeah, you know? And I keep forgetting how you all ended up here, but that's exactly what happened, isn't
it? Right, it's like, could you play the drums?
I was like, could you just be my drummer?
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, let's go. After that recording, you said, you're in the band now.
Yeah.
To me, too.
Yeah, I guess I know the song, so.
Yeah.
But,
not usually.
You dumb idiots.
Aww.
You... of fools. I mean that, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, an endearing
yeah.
fool.
Yeah. So we recorded it before some of the people in the room joined, but they all got to, because we did home overdubs afterwards, so they all got to get parts on the album.
Yeah, we weren't, actually, Daniel and I weren't setting out to make the band bigger. We were going to record these things really big. And then we just were like, we can never go back. It sounds so freaking cool. I could not even imagine doing this as three-piece anymore. That would be insane.
Yeah. We're just the live journeyman, you know. We're just here for a paycheck, you know.
Yeah, we make a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
What has been your favorite gigs of 2022?
Timber!
Yeah, Timber. Oh, yeah! Out at Timber. Y'all played Timber. That's awesome.
We played Timber Fest in the summer.
Out at Port Townsend, right? Or
no, that's the thing.
The thing is, that's right.
Yeah, it's Timber Fest, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a nice big stage and a lot of people. And
great vibe.
To spill from backstage.
Oh, that's cool.
I watched all of their butts playing music.
Oh, there you go.
Backstage. Not in a sexual way.
Shout out to Doug Marsh's butt.
Doug, this one's for you.
I think Jordan got it to sign something for her.
Wow. That's amazing.
Clench the pen.
Ambidextrous butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. 2023, you already have a show on the dock here, Sunset with Choke the Pope, Mangy, and the UVs on Saturday, January 7th. Any future goals past that? Is there anything in the books yet, or is that just what you have so far?
Well, we want to do some touring.
Cool.
We're going to be touring next year. We're going to be playing some more out-of-town type stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of, we're sort of toying with writing another album.
Okay.
So Daniel and I are collaborating on that, and it's just going to keep getting weirder.
Cool. Weird is good. I like it. Awesome. Well, we're actually going to go into a couple songs here. So we're going to go into Georgia and then potential new morning routine. You want to say anything? Who wants to introduce these two? Anyone?
Does anyone else
pipe
other
up?
Than me want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Well, all I'm going to say about Georgia is that we must protect reproductive rights at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Reproductive rights are human rights. Mm-hmm. And not only women have uteruses. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. So it's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
December, it's been 4 years.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock. You just heard a couple songs from the new album by Rat Queen, Potential New Morning Routine, called PNMR, and Georgia. The album is Generational Decay. You can pick it up now. You can stream it. You can Bandcamp. What way do you guys prefer? What your band prefers? Sorry, guys. I say guys. It's just such a, like, you know.
We all accept guys.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all right. A bunch of gross dudes.
There you go. So how do you all prefer people listen to it? You know, is there a preferred way, or do you just, like, as long as you hear it?
I don't give a hoot.
Okay.
I want people to listen to it. Tell your friends. You know, we worked really hard on it, so I want people to hear it.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds great. This is from somebody who didn't write any of the music.
There you go.
Sprinkling.
As someone who had no part.
Yeah, no part in it, almost at all.
But you can. That means you can appreciate it
exactly,
as a music
from the
fan.
Outside,
yeah, exactly.
We do have CDs and tapes, though, right?
Yes,
yeah,
I bought the CD.
Tapes.
Yeah, at Sonic.
Yeah. I did the cover art, so if you get those, you can look at that.
There you go. It's beautiful cover art.
Anna did amazing cover art.
Seriously. Anna's art.
It haunts my dreams.
I can't even. You did all the art for Razor Clam when we were in Razor Clam.
Yeah, I also did all the art for the first Rat Queen album, and I forgot I did that. Because I wasn't in the band at the time.
Can't forget that on your resume.
I did all the Rat Queen art.
No, Anna's like a real artist.
Oh.
They like get paid to do stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight.
Nice.
Not right my on. Ass.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh my God, that was so embarrassing. You know?
It's true. Bring me anywhere.
Anna's so cool.
I know.
Oh no, just stop talking about me.
You can put yourself on mute.
Are you blushing?
Okay. Yeah.
I can't see through the monitor. January 7th at the Sunset in Ballard. January 7th of next year, 2023, with Choke the Pope, Final Show, Mangy, and the UVs from Portland. Going to be doing some touring in 2023. Going to be potentially writing a new album that you just mentioned. But at the time, we really do the hard-hitting journalism questions. Just the really, you know, feet on the ground, just the, like, really important stuff. So let's go around the room. Tell me what your favorite Northwest band or bands of all time are.
I'll start over here. One band that I definitely listened to when I was like first starting to play music was Harvey Danger.
Yes.
That was
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have more songs than them.
And Carlotta Valdez is also those first two songs on that album.
Yes. And they had that single from the 100 Cigarettes, you know? It was great. From the soundtrack, Don't forget me.
Yeah. Flagpole Set is a good song.
It's a great song.
That's why you're getting so defensive.
It's a great theme song to
feature. Modest Mouse is more than Float On.
Are they, though? Sorry, I love
Oh. All right, how about you, Jeff?
So I don't know where anyone comes from.
Okay.
So like, of course I love Nirvana.
Yeah.
I think that my favorite Pacific Northwest band is probably Choke the Pope.
They got bangers.
I adore that band.
Awesome.
I can't remember any of my own lyrics because all of my brain is taken up with Paul's band's lyrics. But yeah.
You love them so much you poached their member.
Yeah.
Poaching their member sounds wrong. Yeah, that's a weird way to say
it. It's not inaccurate.
Nope.
I think you meant because of the member part of it, right?
Yeah.
He's talking about wieners. Yeah.
All right, and let's continue around the circle.
Yeah, I could name like all the historical Seattle bands, but I don't remember anything that happened more than like 5 minutes ago.
Sure.
So my favorite band right now is our band friends, Trash Sound Conglomerate.
Oh. Ooh.
They're very good and very underrated, everybody should listen to them.
I am so hard for that band right now.
Nice.
Yeah, they are.
They're really good.
An unhealthy band crush on
kind of weird because they're also like a lot younger than me.
Well, it's a good thing you're not saying that on radio.
Yes. It's not weird unless you make it weird, Jeff.
I'm not weird. What's your favorite band?
Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah, let's stop making this so weird.
All right. Not to be weird, but TSC is playing a New Year's Eve show at the Kraken, the place, not the Kraken.
Okay. The team.
The team, yeah. My favorite local Pacific Northwest band / person is Tomo Nakayama.
Yes.
Grand Hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I am so in love with his voice. That's just it. And his songwriting forever and ever.
Right on.
Since like 2006 or something.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite band as like people and then like that's currently playing is Medellin because Jen is just so sweet and the music is so beautiful.
I'm not familiar. I got to get acquainted.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then my favorite that isn't active but I wish still was is The Satisfaction.
Ah, yes. Awesome. And how about you, Mangy?
Yeah, I do love Mangy. I guess to kind of bounce off what you were saying, Jordan, just like the local active now kind of scene,
yep.
I really love seeing, I love the stage presence and the flair of Alfredo Ghosts. They're really fun. Like, there's just
how
a great
can I forget
band to see.
About them?
I know, and there's such a good time. Like, they're so good, too. Like, it's not just flair. Like, they're obviously very good.
They're my favorite
too.
Boy band.
Exactly.
Nice.
Today's modern age insane.
It took me so long to figure out that they wear all white. And their name is Alfredo Ghosts, and those are both white things.
Oh my god. Also, they're all white.
Yeah.
really
it's all white, you know?
Holy smokes.
But then other than them, I'd say my other favorite Pacific Northwest band is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from Australia.
Okay. Yeah, Universal Northwest. I like
it. Like from everywhere.
There you go. Nice.
Here he goes with the King Gizzard stuff.
Never stop.
Can't rein it in.
Fans call them the Giz.
The Giz? Okay. All right. All right, Giz. Right on. Well, okay, so let's go around the room real quick. Rapid fire. First album you ever purchased on CD, vinyl, whatever it is, anything, any kind of format, but the first album that you ever purchased with your own money, and let's start with you going back around the other way.
Yeah, it's either the cassette that has Can't Touch This.
Okay, MC Hammer, shout out.
Or it's Elephant by White Stripes.
Okay.
It's one of the two, I can't remember which.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay, this is not with my own money, but the first CD that I asked my parents to get was a lesbian folk singer who sang about her dad collecting trash, and I think that does a lot about me as a person.
Cool. All right. Sounds
her
good.
Name is Katie Curtis.
Katie, okay.
So cute. Mine's Dookie.
Green Day Dookie, incredible. Yes. Iconic record. Listen to it all the time.
In a similar vein, mine was The Anatomy of the Tongue in Cheek by Reliant K.
Okay. Christian pop punk.
The Christian Blink 182.
Yes. The Christian.
Well, Christian rock is esoteric for some people.
The safe for work version of Blink 182, exactly.
The sanitized Blink.
Yes, exactly.
If you listen to Soul Dookie. Wax, then are you even Christian?
Don't be talking that secular music talk around us. Jeff, what about you?
So mine is actually a five-way tie because I'm from the 90s. So,
okay. The BMG then, Music Club?
Where you yeah, got the Columbia.
Columbia Clubs. House. Okay,
yeah, Columbia
nice.
House. Yep. So I gave my parents the burden of having to deal with that
yeah.
for like 10 years or something. But for 1 cent, I was able to get Sublime self-titled.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't. Oh. I thought you like were groaning.
No.
Like,
no. My inner Scott.
I've got feelings about that.
Had a little.
All right. Don't. We'll get defensive. Mm-hmm. Sublime. Sorry. Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
With I Just Want to Fly yeah. on it.
Mark McGrath. What a dreamboat. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started on his little nipples. And then we've got, who else? It was Jagged Little Pill by
okay.
Alanis,
yeah.
Canadian Sweetheart.
Now a major musical, yep.
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. It's just down the street
did
at the Fifth
know
Avenue
that
Theater.
I'm a show tune person?
I did not
We're
know
gonna
that.
We're going to talk about
this okay. later. Okay, yeah, Jagged Little Pill to play.
And then what else? I had a really good one. It was so funny. Oh, Smash Mouth, the one with Walking on the God. Sun.
Okay,
it,
Fush Yu Mang. That's the album.
All-Star.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's a way better song.
That's a way better song. I'm sorry
it's
to point
Shrek-y.
At you.
No,
like
it's okay.
That in a very aggressive
you're,
way.
You're angry. You want to let it know, be known about Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth had one good song, and it was Walking on the Sun. And
Might as well be walking. Exactly. And how about you?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I feel like there's several albums that I got all at the same time, so
sure.
It's hard to say which one exactly, but
pick the most embarrassing one.
Like I think Back in Black was probably in that.
Great album.
Yeah, I think that was in there. I think Hybrid that Theory from
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park yeah. I think was in there. What else? There was I got the CKY album.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there might have been a couple others, but those are the ones coming to mind.
So. Right on. Osiris D3s and Volcom is probably what you were wearing, right? And like baggy JNCOs. That was totally
like
what I was rocking.
Shoes. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah,
I had JNCOs and like fat DC shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I never touched a skateboard. I was a huge poser, but I looked really cool.
Had the studded belt.
Still do. Still do. Still do.
And I'm still a poser.
There you go. Okay, so you can come check them out Saturday, January 7th, 2023, which is Weird Sunset, with Choke the Pope's final show with Mangy and the UVs from PDX. We're going to go into one song, which is a premiere here, the title track from the record. But before we do, let's go around the room. Shout-outs, thank yous, whoever who you want to shout out. Take this, now's your chance to, you know, speak your piece or you know, call someone out or...
I want to shout out Jeff's partner before they get the chance
you
to.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Now he's going to think that I don't love him.
It's you stole the band. I'm stealing the partner.
Oh, no. Wow.
Whatever. I guess you're Sean's now.
That's how it works. Sorry.
I'll miss you.
Those are the rules.
Anna, how about you? Do you have any friends?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I get crazy when people are paying attention to me. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't have anyone specific to shout out.
I'm going to shout out your parents.
Wait,
because I love them.
Oh, I guess they did come to band practice that
yeah.
one. Without me.
Yeah.
Because you haven't seen Star Trek.
I know.
And they have. My God.
Naomi, how about you?
Shout out to Seattle Jewish Chorale. We have yes, thank you. We have our first in-person concert since 2019 coming up. It's a 100. If you want to have more information on that, you can look us up. Seattle
cool.
Jewish Chorale. Yes.
That's awesome. Right
thank
on.
Thank you.
And then you can also catch January 9th. Sorry, 7th. My bad. That's what happens when you think you know it. January 7th at the Sunset in Ballard with Choke the Pope, Mangy, and the UVs. They have the album Generational Decay. What's the link? Where can we follow you?
Follow us on Instagram. That's at All Hail Rat Queen.
Cool.
That's where I conduct all of my business.
Nice.
All my selfies.
And there's our Bandcamp too.
Oh, yeah. The music is on Bandcamp.
Okay. Cool. If the music is what you want, yeah, it's on Bandcamp.
So it's ratqueen.bandcamp.com or the other way around, something like that. Yeah. Just go to our link tree. All hail Rat Queen.
There we go. Generational Decay, the name of the song. Oh, you know what? Actually, Jeff,
yes, I'm
going to have you introduce this in the cheesiest radio way possible.
Yeah,
I want you.
My wife has been leading up to
Okay, I want you to pretend that you're in like an 80s morning rock radio show, and I want you to introduce the song in the cheesiest sound effects ridden morning show. And you can give yourself any nickname you want or whatever, you know. I'm the Rat Queen myself. But you just have to mention the name of the song, the name of the band, and you're listening to Loud and Local. You got this?
All right.
All right, let's go.
Wait, so it's Loud and Local. What are the call letters?
KISW.
Yeah. And what are the numbers?
99. You don't need to remember. Just say Loud and Local. Just say the.
I'm taking this very seriously.
Your name, the band, the song, and Loud and Local.
All right. Up next, we've got Generational Decay by Rat Queen from Seattle. Up next on Loud and Local, where rock lives in Seattle.
Amazing. Don't take my job. Jesus Christ. Can't let my boss hear this. Thanks, y'all.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Love you. Yeah. Love you too.
Survive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.